old school Paul, new school Justin. Man, y'all still going to school though. Sit down, listen up. Father, son, y'all think it's just another one. Fade the Vader, they be grading players, all it's done is made the Piper pay me, and they've been grinding lately. Up late, hit the waivers, don't hate the player, hate me. It's just a game boy, never gifted one on Christmas. Instead I ask for ships to hit everything off my wish list. Check the litmus, do y'all really not get this? Hit this triangular shape button, I don't want you to miss this. But I guess that's really none of my business. Me risky free, cruise with pollen, Justin just listening. Yards after contact and catch, that's a lot of distance. The kind of info make me wanna blow opponents kisses. But I gotta be clear, there was one key difference. Relationship is deep in this vein of ellipses. Like how Justin agreed to washing all the dishes. I'm just grateful Paul turned the miss into the misses. Father, son, pie, get down on the get down. If you don't get it now, then get out. Father, son, pie, sit down and get rich now. If you're not feeling it now, then get out.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Father Son Fantasy Football Podcast. My name is Paul.
My name is Justin. We are here. Week one has happened. We took a little bit of a small break, so hopefully you're ready to go back into podcasting mode.
I am ready to go.
Your Twitter at PaulFSFF. My Twitter at Justin_FFB. Week one is finished up. We're about to start week two of the NFL season. Week one was fun. We didn't think it would be here. Next thing you know, it's already done. So we had our drafts. We did our last episode on our bets made. I'm feeling pretty good about a couple of them. But every week we're going to be going live Monday before the Monday night games, just giving week one recap, actionable advice. And it'll be out Tuesday morning for the podcast. But it's also going to be coming out Monday live. You can tune in. And we're going to keep that under 25 minutes. So kind of a rapid fire show, our takeaways and some actionable advice for you guys to take.
Rapid fire stuff, just to keep you guys up to date. It's that stuff you already know, but that's fine.
That's fine. Awesome. So in the Money DFS podcast, I do with Dan, Coach Dan from Dynasty Theory. Every Thursday around 7 o'clock Eastern, we go live before the Thursday night game, give a little bit of tips and tricks on how to play that slate for Thursday night. Then we go into dive into that this upcoming week's slate on DraftKings/FanDuel. Give you our picks, give it all that. So that's going to be live tomorrow or today if you're listening to this on Thursday tonight. So at In The Money DFS _, check that out. And that's when we're doing that. But Dad, takeaways. What do you want to start with?
Let's just start with the Giants. Let's start with my team.
Oh, geez.
My great team.
They lost.
Look, everybody knows the Giants were not going to be very good this year. They were going to be better than they were last year. They got off to a tough start. Daniel Jones looked like Eli Manning out there throwing two stupid picks. I don't know what he was thinking there. It looked, kind of reminded me of Eli Manning, like, here we go again. On the bright side of the situation, also Saquon Barkley couldn't run for nothing.
Looked really good as a pass catcher, though.
He did look good as a pass catcher.
You're not going against Pittsburgh every single week.
I've been tooting Darius Slayton all preseason long, and the man scores two touchdowns, so I couldn't be happier about that because I'm right on about that. I mean, Golden Tate
right
was
on.
Out.
Say, this guy's taking victory laps after week one. It's week one.
You don't take victory laps after week one. In fantasy football, you have to take victory laps when you can.
Well, you can't just say, okay, since this guy went off week one, he's the best. You're not right about Darius Slayton.
Darius said he's the best.
Darius Slayton had a good week. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying, I was right about Darius Slayton. It's, he had a good week. Hopefully he continues that. Right. Saquon Barkley, he's not going to do that every single week. You're not against Pittsburgh every single week. So people, if you're trying to don't sell Saquon Barkley. I had people send me offers for Saquon Barkley, and I was like, "Are you serious, dude?
Why would you sell him after that poor performance of Week One? It's Week One."
Yeah, that's the.
All right, let's move on. Let's just quickly rapid fire some of these. So it's obviously Brady is not New England anymore. The first big day for him started off like the old Brady in New England, right? With a nine play drive ended with a touchdown that he scored himself on a quarterback sneak from 2 yards out. It was fantastic. Not much to talk about after that. The next five possessions were a disaster, which included a pick six, something he didn't have to worry about in New England. This was a tough in-division road game against New Orleans, who's probably one of the front runners to make it to the NFC Championship game, maybe even the Super Bowl. They got the Panthers at home next week. Anything to say about Brady?
No, I'm not concerned. It's the Saints. It's a tough game, division rival against Drew Brees in that defense first week. Yeah. Not really reacting. They get Carolina this week, so start your studs. The big thing I think from this game that I saw was Fournette playing 9 snaps. He didn't play a lot. Ronald Jones looked pretty good. He had some good success rate, but they go 0-2. then it wouldn't surprise me to see Fournette get worked in more. Fournette also still getting adjusted to this team. So I'm not selling our bailing ship on Fournette.
Ronald Jones looked good.
Ronald Jones, yeah, he looked fine. He was good.
I've been touting his horn.
Yeah, but dude, Fournette just got there. You can't take a victory lap on Ronald Jones yet. Like, if I want to see if it stays like this through 4 weeks, then okay, Ronald Jones is the guy.
Like, it's gonna stay like that because I don't think Fournette's that good.
No, it's not. So it's just that's how I'm feeling right now. I'm not worried about that. I think that Fournette's gonna get more acclimated to this offense as the year goes on because he just got there. We got a question in the chat. Remember, we go live on Twitter at @FodderSonFF for these episodes. Sitting on Saquon, mixing Gordon, Swift, Moss, 0.5 PPR. No, you're gonna keep Zach Moss. All right, so he's asking if he should drop Zach Moss to pick up James Robinson. The answer to that is no. Well, I'll touch on Moss real quick.
Go ahead.
Zach Moss, a rookie, and he saw every single running back touch inside the 10-yard line for Buffalo. Every single running back touch for Buffalo inside the 10-yard line went to Zach Moss. That's high-value touches. You're going to closer to the end zone. You're more likely to score. That wasn't Singletary's role. Right? It's 50-50 split. But right now, I'm liking what Zach Moss is getting in that game. What's up, D-Bro, in the
chat?
So I'm not going to drop Zach Moss for James Robinson. You know, Robinson was one of two running backs in week one to have 100% of his running back rushes. Him and Derrick Henry are the only two running backs in the entire league to have 100% of the running back rushes in their respective backfield, which is just kind of crazy because, you know, I picked James Robinson in our home league Monday before the draft and I was like, who's this guy? Yep. Well, now you know who this guy is.
It wasn't even part of the draft kit. You had to write it in.
Yeah, I had to write it in. James Robinson, baby. What's another thing you want to take away?
How about Cam Newton? Let's go right from Brady's old team, Cam Newton. Cam Newton looked sharp. He really did.
You don't like Cam Newton.
I don't like him. I like him in this system. I think he's going to do very good in New England's system because he's not a deep ball thrower. He sucks throwing a ball deep.
Whoa.
But in this system, which Brady excelled in all them years, I think Cam Newton's going to excel in that also. So he led the Pats to a 21-11 win over Miami, and Newton led the team in rushing. Did you hear me? He led the team
in
rushing.
He had 15 carries.
75 yards on 15 carries and 2 touchdowns.
He's not going to run like that every single week.
He also completed 15 of 19 passes for 155 yards. In the system, all them short passes, he looked fantastic. Right? Great to see because he missed most of the last 2 seasons with injuries. This is not Tom Brady's team anymore. This is Cam Newton's show.
Well, I'd hope it's not Tom Brady's team. He's not there anymore, man. But yeah, Cam Newton looked great. I'm a big Cam Newton fan, and I'm happy to see him back, motivated, proving people wrong. They got the win. Very low-scoring game, low-volume kind of game, so I expect him to have more passing volume moving forward. As you know, not going to face the Dolphins, Dolphins every single week, who are not that good of a football team.
Right.
In the chat, D-Bro's in the chat. I miss D-Bro. Hope you're doing well, man. We got to get you on the podcast soon. We're going to have D-Bro come on for one of these podcasts
eventually. Awesome. What's up, D-Bro?
But he said you get Josh Kelly and you sign out of your league. This is true. Joshua Kelly, unfortunately, not available in any of my leagues that I'm in. No. But if Joshua Kelly is sitting there in the waiver wire, you're picking up Joshua Kelly. And this goes back to, we'll talk about that game right now. You have any notes about your boy? Your boy this whole offseason, Austin Eckler.
All I can tell you about that is Phillip Rivers is gone. Tyrod's there. It's not the same team.
It's not the same team. 3.5%.
They didn't use Eckler like they should.
3.5% target share.
It's terrible.
To Austin Eckler when he was used to 19% target share last year.
Yep.
Checkdown Rivers is in Indianapolis.
It's week one. I'm not concerned with it yet, but they're definitely off to a bad start.
It's not a good start at all. People, you know, Phillip Rivers, checkdown fell's a thing. Indianapolis, look at those running back targets. You saw Jonathan Taylor get 6 targets. Nyheim Hines gets 7 targets. And I believe Marlon Mack had 4 targets. 17 of, I believe, Phillip Rivers had 32 completions went to running backs, which is like, the stat was it accounted for 44% of his completions went to running backs. Apparently, it's sticky with Phillip Rivers, who's going to be chucking down those running backs. Tyrod Taylor is not that guy, and I'm concerned about Austin Eckler because he's really 92 catches last year.
I got to say, I'm a little concerned myself.
It's not a good sign, but it was a low-scoring game, low-volume game.
Tyrod Taylor, it's a whole different offense, and it's much better with Phillip Rivers there.
Yeah, and Tyrod Taylor, slower pace than NBA manager. Joshua Kelly looked good, and he saw some high-value touches inside the 10-yard line. This guy said Josh Kelly's sitting in mine. Stinks to only be able to hold 5. Leagues that have a cap on how many positions, like you can only hold 5 running backs. This is stupid.
Right.
I'm sorry. That's just a stupid league. Like, you shouldn't be capped to have a certain amount of each position. That's just not what I like to see. But what's your next thing you want to talk about?
So how about this? Who would have thought Washington would be in first place in the NFC East?
I would have. I said it.
Say it again. Washington.
The Washington football team.
Is in first place.
Yes. Washington football team's in first place. Who? They're ahead of your Giants. They're ahead of the Eagles.
They're
ahead of the Cowboys.
They spotted the Eagles 17 points. only to score 27 unanswered points. Their defense was awesome. I mean, they sacked Wentz 8 times, forced 3 turnovers, and stopped them twice on 4th down. Wentz was terrible most of the game anyway. They are 1-0 since they changed their new name. LOL. Keep on going.
You said LOL. Dude, what kind of stuff is... Okay. Dude, what is wrong with you?
It's all right.
You're just going to talk about that? We are a fantasy football podcast. It's so funny. And you're talking about an NFL team being
1-0. It's funny. They're in first place. Who would have thought Washington would be in first place after week one? Let's go right into the other team that I love.
We're not going to talk about Washington? What? And your boy Antonio Gibson? Not doing a lot. Week one.
He didn't do much.
Peyton Barber, the guy.
I would still hold... Don't give up on Gibson yet. You hold that guy.
So people don't know. I'm usually the one who makes the show sheet. I give it out to you. We got an order. You come up to me today like, I got all the stuff written down. We're going to go through it. And you, on the Washington-Philadelphia game, you just had the one takeaway that Washington won the game. Their defense looks good. Chase Young looked really good.
I said their defense looked good.
Sneaky plays in DraftKings. Stay tuned to that in the Money DFS podcast. We're talking about the Washington football team.
I talked about their defense. They sacked them 8 times. What else do you want me to say?
I want you to talk about Carson Wentz and what do you expect from Miles Sanders, who was inactive, to do. Miles Sanders.
I'm a big fan of Miles Sanders.
The dance party happens. Because you're stupid. You're stupid.
If you draft him, you already got a big zero.
Yeah, a big zero. I had Miles Sanders in 3 leagues.
Stop praising Miles Sanders.
He's better. He's almost close to Austin Eckler's point total, and he didn't even play a game. Right. Same with Nick Chubb. People said Chubb over
we'll
to Austin Eckler.
See when he comes back.
He's coming back this week. He practiced today in full. Miles Sanders week 2. It's happening.
I know
people love hearing me talk about Miles Sanders, so I got to have a little moment.
They love me hammering you on Miles Sanders.
But DeSean Jackson lost to air yards. Zach Ertz only seven targets. Dallas Goedert went off. That's going to be like, you know, they're both going to be in the field. They ran the most 12 personnel last year. I expect it to stay the same. Dallas Goedert, pick him up if you haven't already. But Zach Ertz had more targets, and I think he's going to be the tight end one moving forward. It's not like switching the guard type thing. People are like, does this mean Goddard's better than Ertz? No. It happened this game. Rager looked good on his one catch. He also was top 8, I believe, in the league in air yards, which is crazy because, you know, he's a rookie. One catch, 54 yards. I mean, Wentz threw the ball down the field, but he did not look good.
He did not look good.
I mean, hopefully they can improve on that next week. What's the next thing you want to talk about? Also, before we go on, don't panic on Terry McLaurin. He had targets. Yeah. Washington ran a lot of plays. I believe they ran like 70 plays. It was good to see them running plays.
Listen, you can't panic on a lot of the star studs that everybody likes because it's week one.
It is week one. But you're over here taking victory laps with Darius Slayton.
Darius Slayton did fantastic.
Okay. And then also, Steven Sims looked good. Logan Thomas looks to be a top 10 tight end, honestly. I mean, they talk about him all offseason. He ran a lot of routes, and he got targeted on a lot of routes, too. So
he has a path. Now people are picking him up on
Definitely pick him up. If you need a tight end, pick up Logan Thomas. He's the guy. I mean, I would prioritize Goedert over Logan Thomas, but Logan Thomas is definitely right next to him in my, I guess, ranks moving forward. Next thing you want to talk about?
Let's talk about Dallas, a team that I love when they lose. I love when when they get loose. People talk about they're the greatest team. Dude, they haven't won a Super Bowl in over 30 years. I don't want to hear your nonsense. Dak and Tony Romo have won one playoff game each. That's it. They want to pay the man. Pay him for what? He looked like crap. Dallas won't get very far if their offensive line plays like they did in week one. Their offensive line was terrible.
Can I say something real quick?
Hang on.
Okay.
Dak was under pressure all game. Really didn't have time to throw any deep passes, which he had a lot of success doing last year. So if that offensive line can protect them, they're in for a long season, no matter all the talent they got on that team.
Can I ask you a question?
Go for it.
There's a defensive player on the Rams who's arguably the best football player.
Why are we going to a defensive
in
player?
In the league. Because you're saying he's getting pressured all the time.
He did.
You know who Aaron Donald is?
Yeah, that's okay.
That's a game-changing factor. Okay. He's not going to be under pressure like that for like every single time.
You tell me Dak looked good.
He didn't look awful. The play calling was atrocious.
It was terrible.
Play calling
was
bad.
You're just saying that because you got him on your fantasy team.
All right, how about this? Panic meter on Dak Prescott is a 0. Okay. I'm not worried about it. He's got Atlanta this week.
They're 0-1, okay?
They lost. Does Cowboys suck? I'm not saying the Cowboys. I'm just saying Amari Cooper, a lot of targets. Gallup, getting a target more. Blake Jarwin, ACL tear, out for the year. This doesn't mean Dalton Schultz is going to take over.
I was high on Blake Jarwin, too.
Yeah, a lot of people were.
It's terrible to see guys get
what this means is Dallas' wide receivers are going to keep going up because now it's going to be more concentrated. CeeDee Lamb looked good in his first game. He did look good.
He did.
Michael Gallup, he's going to get more targets, too. You're not going to have to go against Jalen Ramsey or Aaron Donald every single week. So this week, Atlanta, shootout city, bounce back for them. Rams side of the ball. Did you have any notes about the Rams? I don't know what kind of order you went in with your notes.
Goff looked good. He just didn't get the touchdown. He moved the ball. He made me lose my fantasy league because he didn't get in the end zone. I had such a high score in week 2. I think
imagine,
I had the third highest points in our league.
Ready?
And I needed Goff, and he got no touchdowns.
Imagine drafting Jared Goff. Okay, it couldn't be me.
I'm still on Jared Goff this year.
Malcolm Brown, Cam Akers.
Malcolm Brown.
I did not add Malcolm Brown in a single league.
He did good.
You want to know
why?
Why? Because I don't care. Okay. Because I really don't care. That's I'll fine. Tell you why I don't care. Because it's Cam Akers. It's Cam Akers' backfield. It's not right now. You like Cam Akers a lot. Yeah, it's going to take a couple weeks. It's going to take longer
Malcolm
than I thought
Brown
it would take.
Malcolm Brown did look good, though. You can't say
Malcolm that. Brown did look good. He had a way better success rate than Cam Akers, metrically-wise, and expected points gained per play and rush attempt. But by week 8, it's going to be Cam Akers' backfield. So hold on to Cam Akers. Don't sell him. Don't drop Cam Akers.
No,
and I didn't even bother adding Malcolm Brown because I don't care.
I would, if you had Malcolm Brown you wanted to add waiver wire, I would
add. I would rather add a Benny Snell than Malcolm Brown. That's what I say. Next thing you want to talk about. We got a rapid-fire show here. We can't just sit and talk about things
okay,
forever.
Okay, quickly, the Jag. Jags won. Minshew was 19 of 20. 3 touchdowns and 0 interceptions. Also passed to 10 different receivers.
10 different receivers?
10 different receivers.
See, I didn't know that. That's pretty cool. One thing I want to say, people upset about DJ Chark and all that. All I want to say is this. They're not going to throw the ball 20 times every game. He's going to have a shootout game this weekend against the Titans, probably because the Titans are going to be up by a lot. Expect more pass attempts for Gardner Minshew, who looked great. He looked great. And then DJ Chark then had more targets with that. Laviska Shenault looked very good as a rookie, too. He had a nice little route. And then, like I mentioned earlier in the podcast, James Robinson, the only running back other than Derrick Henry to have 100% of the team's running back rushes. So James Robinson looks like to be that. But I want to see what James Robinson looks like when they're down. Because they were up for this game. But negative game script, I want to see what James Robinson does with Chris Thompson.
Sure.
So I do like James Robinson. But hold DJ Chark. Add Laviska Shenault if you haven't already. Next thing you want to talk about.
How about the Jets? The Jets are still terrible. Did you hear me? Still terrible. They had 1 first down and twice as many penalties as total yards in the first half.
That's an interesting stat.
Yeah, that's all I got to say on the Jets.
I mean, that's just Jets.
That's all I got to say on the Jets. Move on from there.
The other side of the ball, Buffalo. Josh Allen, lots of fantasy points.
He did have a lot of fantasy points.
I mentioned this when we had Nick Zylock on from the Fantasy Football Advice. I said, Josh Allen, great, amazing, easy cake. You go in the Cheesecake Factory for the first half of the year. First half of the year, this dude's eating cheesecake because it's the easiest schedule in the NFL. Then as soon as you get like 2 games before the halfway point, you can look at the schedule. It gets impossible. So sell him before that point because he's not going to do sure. good. You saw some Josh Allen moments in this game where his 2 fumbles are just hilarious to watch in the cart. It was just funny. Yeah. And in the red zone, this dude airmails the ball over people's heads. Diggs had a good target share. John Brown stole the show. John Brown looks to be his number one still, but Diggs did look good in his first game. Zach Moss over Devin Singletary. I've been saying that all offseason as well. And there's a two-round disparity as well.
Just remember, they played the Jets.
Yeah, but they have an easy schedule. Like, it's cake.
I know.
It's simple. But next thing Jets. You want to talk about. Okay, the Jets suck. We get that.
Let's talk about guy who I'm high on, Matthew Stafford, the Lions. The Lions beat themselves again. They had a 23-13 lead.
We're talking about the game. What's the fantasy implications?
Listen.
What's the fantasy implications?
With 6:20 left to play.
Oh, my gosh.
Prater missed a 55-yard field goal. Then the Bears scored a touchdown. Then Stafford threw an interception. 2 plays later, the Bears scored another touchdown. With 1:16 left, Lions marched down the field and threw a sweet pass in the end zone to a wide-open Swift who dropped it. Game over. Poor Stafford.
Thanks for the analysis, dude. That was great. DeAndre Swift dropped the pass, but DeAndre Swift. People adding...
Old man Adrian Peterson got all the volume there in that offense.
Yeah, so some stats about that. You know, DeAndre Swift led the backfield in snaps. He led the backfield in snaps. He also ran a lot of routes on his snaps that he played in. He had 5 targets, just 3 carries, but he got a touchdown on one of those carries. Should have caught that. And for a rookie, it's so tough to drop that pass because that was a perfectly placed ball by Matthew Stafford.
Right there.
I'm not dropping DeAndre Swift.
No, you're not
100%
dropping.
Not because this game script benefited Adrian Peterson.
Sure.
I know Mitch from Dynasty Theory talked about that. He's like, you're not going to have a game script for the Lions because he's a Lions fan.
Right.
It's going to be this positive ever because the Lions suck.
Right.
So it's going to be DeAndre Swift's show eventually. He looked pretty good when he had the ball. A. Peterson, this is his best touch he's going to have. Kerryon Johnson sucks. Kerryon Johnson's the odd man out.
Yeah,
it's going to be Peterson.
Drop him in every
league. Drop Kerryon. I'm not afraid to say drop Kerryon Johnson. It's going to be Peterson and Swift. Swift takes over eventually, but it's probably going to be committee for the rest of the year.
Peterson looked good.
Yeah, but Swift's going to have the better touches, which is the targets. Next thing you want. And then also, I'm not panicking on Allen Robinson. A little inefficient. But he looked good.
Okay.
Your boy Jimmy Graham. We can talk about Jimmy Graham. Your boy Jimmy Graham real
Jimmy
quick.
Jimmy Graham.
Yes, Jimmy Graham. Jimmy Graham.
No one even, he's probably available on every waiver wire out.
Are you picking him up?
He's already gone.
Why? Because you have him?
Nope, he's already gone. I might have him in one league. What'd he do?
I don't have a stat line in front of me. I'm like you,
how
just read stat lines. I think he had a touchdown. He had 1 called back. He should have had 2.
He should have had 2 touchdowns.
Jimmy Graham had, let's look.
1 touchdown.
Yeah. 25 yards and a touchdown. He ran a lot of routes, which is like good for old man. 3 catches, 25 yards, touchdown on 7 targets, but Mitch Trubisky targets. Next thing I want to talk
Trubisky
about.
Trubisky looked good in the fourth
No, he
quarter.
Did not. He looked like trash. He got lucky and he had a comeback. He's trash. I sold Trubisky today in Dynasty League. You have him, get him off your roster as soon as possible because you're not going to have a game like this ever again. Next thing I want to talk about.
Let's talk about your old team, the sorry Browns.
Browns,
Everybody
Ravens.
Said
game.
Baker Mayfield would have a bounce back year. Let me tell you, he sucks. Get rid of him. Put him on a waiver wire. You don't
one
want quarter,
one quarterback league, put him on a waiver wire.
Baker is still the same Baker of last year. Terrible. Did you hear me? Terrible. They lose 38-6. He's terrible.
All right. Okay.
Baker and Odell connection was non-existent.
Odell did have 10 targets, though.
5 of 10 passes. 5 of them were catchable. The other, and he only caught 3. The other ones were garbage.
5 of the 10 targets were catchable?
Yeah.
Thank you for that stat.
The other
5 that.
Were not even catchable.
Can we also say
I could throw better than Baker Mayfield. All right, maybe he should go back to commercials.
All right, listen. Okay? Listen, Baker sucks. We know Baker sucks. I will say that this is not an easy game to open the season to.
It's not.
So hopefully this Thursday night against the Bengals, he does better. Odell, 10 targets. I like to see target number. And I think that the Browns are just going to hopefully improve like that. They're bad. Ravens. Let's talk about the Ravens real quick. People are going to say, 38-6, not that. But Lamar Jackson looked even better than last year. His passing accuracy was insane. I threw to Hollywood Brown in the first half.
He was 20 of 25.
He 275 yards, 3 touchdowns, 152.1 QBR. He didn't even run that much, but he looked incredible.
He rushed seven times for 45 yards.
Yeah, so he's back on his he's same
Let's
same
talk
old
about
same
the QBs that excelled.
No, he was one of them that excelled. Wait, before we go on, I'm going to talk about next. Mark Andrews, we got to give a... I don't have a round of applause thing here. Do we have a round of applause thing here? I don't, but we'll play this for Mark Andrews. Mark Andrews gets some smooth jazz. I'm raising that up.
Smooth jazz.
Because Mark Andrews played a bigger snap share and ran more routes per dropback than any game in 2019. We wanted him to play more snaps. We wanted him to go out there, run more routes, and he did everything we wanted him to do. I'm going to say right now, he's going to be a tight end one for you. He's going to be the tight end one overall.
I already told you that.
You did say he had a chance. Yeah, he had a chance.
Two guys at the top didn't do nothing. There's so many guys ahead of them right now. And Mark Andrews looks good.
He looked good.
Definitely be the tight end.
Also, having Mr. Lamar Jackson on them is good, too. J.K. Dobbins outsnapped Mark Ingram. I'll talk about that. And people are like, oh, they were blowing him out, though. Well, guess what? He outsnapped him in the first half as well. But I think moving forward, it's going to be more 50-50. And then hopefully Dobbins wins it, which is way earlier than I expected. But week one, Ravens are in sync. All right. You want to talk about quarterbacks? Go ahead.
So there's one quarterback who excelled. Russell Wilson.
We got 5 minutes. We got to hurry up, man.
Russell Wilson was 31 of 35 for 322 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. Even Metcalf dropped 2 big balls, which would have had about 40 yards apiece. So he could have had a fantastic day. He still had a great day, but he could have had a better day if Metcalf caught them 2 balls. So it's another quarterback who I hope he gets the MVP this year. He deserves it. Every year he's very close, but he doesn't get it. So maybe this is his year. Another quarterback who looked very well, and I wasn't high on him, was Aaron Rodgers. He threw for 364 yards, 4 touchdowns. Adam Cole had 14 catches for 154 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Sorry, Devontae Adams is good. Aaron Rodgers looked really good. They aired the ball out. They were smart with their play calling for once in their life. The Packers, they messed up in the draft. We can talk about that in our podcast. Sure. Russell Wilson, finally able to throw the ball. Pete Carroll's letting him throw the ball. I think they had the highest percentage of pass plays on first and second down, which is amazing to see from run pass team. So maybe it's changing. Hopefully Russ can continue this pace. It does help that they were going against the Falcons. Let's talk about your boy Hayden Hurst. What happened there?
He didn't look that good. I mean, what do you want?
No, he ran a lot of routes. He ran a lot of routes. I think
Matt Ryan had a great day quarterback, and he threw for 400 and some yards. Another fantastic day. Just Hayden Hurst wasn't there.
I think Hayden Hurst and Russell Gage are going to switch on and off games. You're not going to want to start them because Hayden Hurst ran a lot of routes, but it was Russell Gage. It's fine. So if Hayden Hurst was fine, hold him. I would probably start him as well. Next thing you want to talk about?
Let's talk about Burrow.
Joe Burrow. He had a rushing ability. Looked good, but literally constant pressure from the Chargers defensive line.
He had some signs of good highs and lows. Right. That last-minute drive, which they didn't score on, was reminiscent of his days at LSU, where he just went down the field really fast, which he did. Yeah. So, I mean, he's in a learning curve.
Yeah, I'm not panicking about Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon's fine.
Thursday's
That's a
game,
great,
they play against the
Bounce
Browns.
Bounce back game for Joe
the
Mixon.
The Browns, we'll see what happens with these two teams on Thursday.
Before we get out here, last thing I want to talk about, Josh Jacobs. What a guy. 3 touchdowns, 93 yards rushing.
The number one running back of the week.
Yeah, as expected. Dan and I talked about him on DraftKings. We said we got to have him in every lineup. I mentioned it. Josh Jacobs, 17 routes ran. It tied his 2019 season high. Also six targets, which is insane because people are scared about him and all that. I will say this, though. I'm selling Josh Jacobs.
No way.
I'll tell you why.
Are you out of your mind?
No, I'm not.
I told you I wasn't scared of them other pass-catching backs.
No, that's not why I'm selling him.
Why are you selling
him? I'm selling him because Carolina or Jets are the worst defense in the league.
Okay.
You look at what the Raiders have these next coming weeks. They have, I believe, it's the Saints this week, which is a tough defense.
Okay.
And then he doesn't have another easy matchup.
So what are you
going to
sell Josh Jacobs for?
Miles Sanders plus.
You're out of your mind. Miles Sanders. I don't understand. Miles Sanders.
Miles Sanders plus is what I'm selling Josh Jacobs for. But I mean, honestly, hold Josh Jacobs.
Your other guy didn't do too good either for Carolina.
Listen. Josh.
Wait.
Josh Jacobs top eight.
DJ Moore pooped in week one.
All right. Josh Jacobs top eight running back moving forward. I'm selling him if I can get a nice return on him because right now is he three touchdowns. You're not going to have three touchdowns every game. You're not. Tell me he's going to have three.
Not every game.
Exactly. So sell him if you can right now. He did look good. Number two, DJ Moore. Nine targets. Three targets of 15-plus air yards. I'm not concerned. It's going to be fine moving forward. He also had an end zone target where he was closely covered. Teddy Bridgewater overthrew him on one. The signals are there. You always care about stat lines. Like, oh, was Darius Slayton better than DJ Moore now?
He was week one.
You want to put a bet this week?
No, I'm not putting a bet on
this week. This week.
I'm just hammering on you guys
I also not panicking on DJ Moore. I'm actually buying DJ Moore because the signals were there. And then last thing I want to say before we end today's podcast, Jonathan Taylor, top eight running back rest of the season.
Don't forget about Nyheim Hines. He's still got very good value there. He's not going to score two touchdowns every week, but he's got value.
Jonathan Taylor, top eight running back rest of the season. Once again, your Twitter at PaulFSFF. My Twitter is at Justin_FFB. Podcast Twitter at FodersOnFF. Dan LaMagna from Dynasty Theory and I do a podcast, In the Money DFS podcast, every Thursday. Remember, every Thursday at In the Money DFS _ on Twitter. Also find us on any podcast app. Check that out to win some money. I was in the green this week. I doubled my fucking input. Let's fucking go.
Whoa.
We're not a clean podcast anymore. Yeah,
told you we'd keep it under 30 minutes. That's 28 minutes, so we did
27
good.
On the podcast. Let's go. We're fine.
You guys enjoyed week one. Week two is right around the corner.
We'll be back
night.
For a week two review Monday afternoons, but we're not going to get Monday night games. That's fine, though. We're going to get it before Monday afternoon, so be on tune for that around like 5 or 6 o'clock. I'll tweet it out.
Five, six.
We'll see you guys next time.
See ya.